I think a lot of the public here wants to move on from the failed pandemic response, but there's some business yet we have to attend to. One of those things for Fauci, it just keeps getting worse and worse because now his top advisor, Dr. David Morins, has pleaded guilty to defrauding the United States during the pandemic response. This is the Department of Justice press release. Now I'm just going to go right into this and read it. Former senior NIAID official pleads guilty to charges connected to concealing federal records during COVID-19 pandemic. And you go into this and it reads, according to his guilty plea, Morenz, co-conspirator one, co-conspirator two, and others conspired during the COVID-19 pandemic to defraud the United States after NIH terminated co-conspirator one's grant. Who are these people? Well, we can imagine that's Peter Daszak, a guy named David Koish, and Anthony Fauci. So none of those people except Morenz has pleaded guilty. However, there's two types of pleading guilty. There's a straight plea deal, and then there's a cooperation deal where they flip, they roll over on the other co-conspirators. So did that happen? We have no way of knowing, but this will be an interesting if they are going to work Morenz to get to Fauci, to get to Daszak, and on these other people. We're going to keep an eye on that because that's the untold part of this story. But now it's no longer a conspiracy. These people he just admitted to a conspiracy. And if you don't know who David Morenz is, let's go back to the emails here. Let's look from his own words. These are the emails that are now released into the public. These were internal emails, and Dr. David Morenz writes this. You are right, I need to be more careful. However, as I mentioned once before, I learned from our FOIA lady here how to make emails disappear after I'm FOIA'd, but before the search starts. So I think we're all safe. Plus, I deleted most of those earlier emails after sending them to Gmail. D.
I deleted all but this one where I talk about deleting the others. Genius, man. You're a
Oh,
genius.
but the
It's guys like this that the mob was always terrified of, right? It's always one idiot like this that blows the whole great plan.
right. And we have also a new email from the recent Rand Paul document dump. Bill Gates emails Fauci during the pandemic and asks him to edit his book on the pandemic. And Fauci passes it off to Morenz. And he literally says this. Fauci says this to Bill Gates. I'm going to skip down here. But he said, I gave the manuscript, Bill Gates' manuscript, in close confidence to a trusted colleague who destroyed it after reading it. His name is Dr. David Morenz. And he has read the entire book and has provided comment on every chapter. Of course, that's your trash can. That's your bag man. You make things disappear. That's Dr. David Morenz. Well, so
Well,
let's move on
let's
here.
take two
So
things he
we're keeping
says
an eye on
there.
that.
Trusted advisor and destroyed that document, all in that one statement. And I love how Fauci's trying to distance himself. I barely knew the guy, is like sort of how he's acting now, but certainly wasn't the case. And you know, and honestly, before we move on, I keep saying, Ron Johnson, if you're listening, or Rand Paul, I think it's time to go ahead and subpoena Janet Woodcock, Michelle Walensky. Let's just start going after these lower rungs because I think they'd sing like birds. This is, and you're getting into it. We've been on it from the very beginning, Jeffrey. I was just saying to a reporter that called me this morning, I think this is the biggest news story in my lifetime. This has only just begun now. We have got now diaries and phone records. I mean, lay it on me, Jeffrey. What did we find out this week? But this is an awesome. I mean, this to me is making Watergate look like a walk in the park. This is massive. So many people involved and destroying all of our rights in this country and around the world. So let me not interrupt you any longer. Where does this go?
As we're all crowdsourcing this criminal investigation, I guess we can add this to the pile of Tony Fauci did a lot to enrich himself personally during the pandemic. So here's one of the emails. I'm going to start with this. This is Rand Paul's emails with the compliments of Senator because now we have all this information. And this is during the pandemic. The vaccine was just developed, emergency use authorization, and it's beginning to roll out. And this is Fauci. In this email here, he says things are starting to move with my involvement with the Biden team. Biden is concerned about making sure that he reaches 100 million doses of the vaccine in the first 100 days. So they have a Zoom meeting. I'm not going to read this whole thing. And he said, I have all these people in a meeting, and you can see all the people in the meeting. You have Rochelle Walensky, David Kessler, Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General at the time, and Sonia Bernstein. Sonia Bernstein is Biden's senior policy advisor for the COVID-19 response. So she's a top person for President Biden. Now remember that name, because we have in 2022, We have Anthony Fauci steps down from NIAID. Here's the headline here. He's stepping down from government. He's retiring. He's going off into the sunset. No more of this health conversation for Anthony Fauci. Instead, we look at his CV. And according to his own information here, 1 year later, he becomes a member of the Scientific Advisory Board group for a company called the Vaccine Company Incorporated. 2023 to present, he's still working there. Well, that's a problem, because one of the things that Biden did before he left office was he and HHS, they started ARPA, which is this Advanced Research Agency program, and they started in 2022, and in 2023, they awarded the Vaccine Company Incorporated $28 million. And why is that a problem? Well, Anthony Fauci's on that board. And so is Sonia Bernstein. She's one of the key people in that company.
Wow.
It made some news, but it didn't really make the impact it should have made. Here's one of the headlines. Biden awarded $28 million to mysterious vaccine company run by his COVID advisor. But here's the other aspect of that. Based out of a Maryland P.O. box. So is this company building huge organizations and huge corporate headquarters in New Jersey? Doesn't look like it. We don't know. It appears that it's just coming out of a P.O. box in Maryland. And here's the kicker on this. So Reuters reports that Eli Lilly, you know, the multi-billion dollar multinational corporation, is going to start buying vaccine companies. They have $4 billion set aside to buy vaccine companies. And of course, one of them, Lilly, agrees to pay up to $1.55 billion for the vaccine company,
whoa,
which is developing a vaccine against Epstein-Barr virus. So it gets deeper here, because Eli Lilly is where Peter Marks went to when he ran away and stepped down from the FDA. So remember this, after high profile FDA exit, Peter Marks, remember the top vaccine drug regulator in the US, lands in Eli Lilly.
Who refused,
he's
by the way,
their head
refused to listen. I want to, just while we're here, Jeffrey, refused to listen to all of the vaccine injured people in the trials, like Breanne Dressen, who we've had on the show, that now runs React 19. Peter Marks sat there with stoically acting like, well, I mean, I'm sorry for you, but we just don't see any signals here. And we are now seeing all of those signals showing up. Here it is. You can go to The Real Peter Marks. We did an entire special on this, and all of the video excerpts where you can see him essentially just denying the truth that's being spoken right in these Zoom calls during these trials and during these issues. So he's a horror show to begin with. And now to think it looks like he's, I mean, it looks a lot like they're laundering money or paying each other out from government agencies and from the pharmaceutical industry. Good job, both you guys. Now we're going to make you billionaires in your retirement. I don't know. I mean, obviously, a lot of investigation to do here, but this is crazy.
Yeah, and I want to give credit to Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. She was on this. She sent a letter to RFK Jr. asking him to investigate that. She has all the receipts in this letter she sent to him. There's been nothing since. I called her office. I left the message. I also emailed. Haven't heard anything back regarding this investigation. But again, so many low-hanging fruits here. I think these are places we can go. And that Peter Marks documentary may be criminal evidence at this point with all the information that's come out. So I would urge everyone to go back and watch that, because that is a criminal enterprise right there.